It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
There's some big guys. It's good. It's good to see the players that were here last year, getting to know them, and then with the new class, seeing the guys is always good. And then you look at some of the D, how big they are, Kleber, Mertka. It's like you're looking up at trees. But it's good to be here. It's good to be around. It's exciting to be around the staff again, you know, the one time in the summer where everyone gets together for the draft, and that's always fun. It's kind of like that mid-summer break, but it was good. I know the guys, they got pushed pretty hard by Brian Galvan this morning in the some of the fitness testing, so they were, it's a long skate, they were pretty tired, but I thought they did a really good job.
How would you explain development camp to someone who's not really familiar with what these
Yeah, I think it's, Lindy and Kevin said that, you know, you're not really being evaluated. It's not one of those camps where it's more to get to know the organization, the people that hopefully you'll be working with in the future, getting to know the development staff, the American League coaches, and kind of, you know, a lot of really important people behind the scenes in nutrition, how to prepare, how to train. And then you're making an impact when you're here, you know, as what type of person you are, how hard you work, how, little things. Just saying please and thank you go a long way, and taking care of your little things, like making sure your stall is all right, clean. The locker room, those things. And I would say the biggest thing is just get familiar with the organization and the people that hopefully you get to be around one day.
When you guys left Richardson here and he had an opportunity to spend some time in Manchester, how much is that going to help him now as he approaches this coming year? At least he's been around the guys and been through with some professional guys.
I think it was really important for him to come. Finishing up in Seattle on our stretch run at the end of the year, just to see the day-to-day, how hard it is to the preparation. I think being around both of our goalies in Rochester really helped them the day-to-day and becoming a pro. And then I think that time where we played the preseason game, going back to that, where he pretty much went in to play Columbus's real lineup and had a really good game, had a shutout through two periods. So that, I think that was really important for him. There's that he, you know, could play at the, maybe not the NHL level, obviously, to start, but just that you could play pro hockey, and it gave him a lot of confidence. And but that time he spent 2 weeks with us in Roch is really important, and get familiar with the group. And he's a great kid.
What are your first thoughts on Brad? Just seeing him up.
Yeah, the size obviously comes to mind. I mean, he's probably, 6'6" without skates on. He's probably 6'7". He's a good skater. His puck skills for just in, the skill session are pretty good for a big man. And then with D, it takes time to develop. You see the guys up top with the sabers, the runways longer for the D, but just it was really impressive to see the size, the skating ability, the puck skills. He's a really, really nice kid too.
What's the thought process on not having a bunch of
practice? I think just for how, I can't speak for management, but I think we played really late in the season. We played to the end of May, and it was a grind of a season. When you look at even some of the younger guys, Helly, Wally, that played World Juniors, you're looking at close to 80 plus games and then to come back over. And I think it's a really important time, especially those players are young guys in Rochester. It's kind of like in the middle of, your training season and how important that is. And I think that was probably why, they're not here. It's even my first year being in it, to play that long, it's a grind. And they played valuable minutes for us. So I think just to have those guys stay back, train at home, especially in a crucial time of their development, I think is really important.
Leo, this year's Dev Camp, Tyler Kopf is the only player that's played in AHL games. What does he need to do to have a successful rookie season?
I think just build an identity of who he's going to be at this level as a player. I think when he was in college, he played close to 22, 23 minutes a night. He was on the power play, playing big minutes, probably played a little bit more, I would say, freely because he was one of the best players. So you're allowed to get away with a little more, I guess you would say. When you're the top guys and you're playing that many minutes, I think when he gets to the pro level, I saw in his game, he has some traits that he could be a really good forechecker. He's got a really long stick, and I think establishing that kind of game is going to be really important for him at the pro level in figuring out how to make an impact on the game consistently. Because everybody, it just like with the draft, you see what Florida did. I don't think there was a D taken under 6 feet, and Copy's a big power forward that has all the tools to have a huge impact on a game, and now it's just developing those traits. I think in college, when you're playing like as much as he did, you probably don't have to worry about wall play as much or forechecker. You're trying to score to help your team. Now his, not that he's not going to play on the power play at the pro level, but it's establishing being a really good penalty killer, being disruptive on the forecheck, being really hard to play against, adding a level of physicality to his game is going to be really important.
It's out there that Rathbone re-signed. What kind of surprise was he to you coming in last year? Just how much did you guys end up really relying
on? Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about him. There was a lot of conversations. We were both, with him and Dunner, we were both kind of all new guys coming from different organizations. I really leaned on Bones a lot. I know he didn't wear a letter for us, but he was really excited he's coming back, what he meant to our team. He's an undersized defenseman, but he played fearless. I mean, he was one of the reasons we finished the season third on the penalty kill, and he was a big part of that. His willingness to block shots. And I think he really made a transformation in his game where I think coming out of college, Harvard, and when he played for Vancouver, he was probably known more as a skilled defenseman. But I think if you look at the underlying numbers this year, him and RJ played really like a shutdown pair. And you look at our goals against this year, and they were a huge part of it, having tough matchups. And I think he made a conscious effort to work on his play away from the puck. As everybody knows, Bones is an offensive D that could really skate, but I thought he was arguably, if not one of our best defenders, and team guy, he's selfless, and I'm really excited to have him back. I did a little fist pump when I phoned out. He was a big part of our team. Culture guy, can't say enough good things about him.
You mentioned the off-ice work these guys went through this morning. I'm just curious what your initial impressions are of Galvin and what he might kind of
Yeah, yeah. Galley's actually one of my closest friends. I was with him 3 years at the national program, and I actually hired when I went to Green Bay. I hired GVN and had one of the GVN guys with us in Green Bay for the strength and conditioning program. I think he's fantastic. He has a unique way about him. He has a presence to him. I don't know if you guys seen him. He's pretty jacked, tattoos, rides a Harley. Like, he's pretty intense too. But he has an unbelievable relationship with the players. He's hard on them, but in a good way. It comes from a really good place. And the amount of athletes, I live in Michigan in the summer. I'm around USA Hockey Arena, just with the people that I know. And he trains a lot of superior athletes and has for a long time, and he's really well respected, and he's a culture driver. He pushes guys, even his group. What he did with our guys in Green Bay was pretty remarkable, and is a huge part of our success that we had there. And not that he's just one of my closest friends. I think he's amazing at his job, and well, I was really excited when I phoned out he was coming.
And I haven't seen a ton of him, but Jake Richard, I'm curious.
Yeah.
What you think about that player?
I think Richie's coached him a few times at international tournaments, World Junior A Challenge, and I believe it was the Hlinka tournament. I could be wrong, but I coached him in two events, and just the transformation that he made this season was pretty incredible. I mean, he's always had a really good stick, especially around the net down low. He's really good hockey sense. His ability to make plays off the wall, things that are, you know, when he becomes a pro one day, they're all transferable skills that, you know, that you need at the next level. And, you know, he's put on some size. He looks great. And even the season that he had, Hockey East is a really hard league to produce in. And you look at the guys that have had success in the Hockey East. I think he was in Hockey East scoring, I think he was 3 points behind Gabe Perreault for, and you're talking about, you know, pretty talented player. I thought the bigger the game too, like when you watch down the stretch, I think he was close to 2 points a game his second half of the year. Had a really good NCAA tournament, and Richie's going to be a really good player. Just his natural instinct, especially when around the net, his ability to find space and really good stick and like in tight areas, his ability to get pucks up, tip pucks too. You don't see that a lot with younger kids, the ability to play in traffic and tip pucks, all things that you guys see at the next level that are really important, how many goals are scored around the net area and his ability to find space. He's got a lot of tools, and he's going to be a really good player and should have a really good season at UConn.
There was a large part of the season in Rochester where Josh Dunn was centering Brendan Warren and Graham Slager. How nice is it to get both those wingers back?
Oh, they're the best. Like,
not just for that, but like the culture.
Yeah, those guys are incredible. Like, I can't say enough good things about them, and especially the way they played. You know, I think we had, anytime your fourth line could have plus 30 goals, is pretty incredible, the scoring that we had. Not just the scoring, but we could play those guys against anybody. They're both really selfless people. It's all about the team. They love Rochester. And they work really hard. They drive our culture down there, and I'm really excited to have them back. I think it speaks to what, you know, it started with Seth and what he built, and what we're trying to continue down there, especially with a lot of our young prospects. And really, really excited to have them back too. In the American League level, you don't see that a lot, you know, guys play on 5-6 teams. Like, they wanted to come back, they wanted to be a part of it, and it says a lot about you know, what Seth and then we've continued to build down there.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.